The Flash star Ezra Miller vows to seek treatment for complex mental health issues after multiple arrests. By Paul Bois on August 16, 2022. Actor Ezra Miller has broken his silence after months of reports alleging he engaged in violent criminal behavior, the Flash star telling Variety that he will be seeking treatment for complex mental health issues and apologized for past behavior, which includes allegations of choking a woman, verbally assaulting a female friend, and grooming a teenage girl. Having recently gone through a time of intense crisis, I now understand that I am suffering complex mental health issues and have begun ongoing treatment, Miller said. I want to apologize to everyone that I have alarmed and upset with my past behavior. I am committed to doing the necessary work to get back to a healthy, safe and productive stage in my life. Variety made sure to note that Ezra Miller identifies as non-binary and uses they and them pronouns. The actor's apology comes as Warner Bros. Faces a difficult decision regarding the fate of his already completed $200 million project The Flash. Given the large price tag, Warner Bros. Has opted to proceed with the film's release even after it shelved the already completed Batgirl movie. The last several months have been especially troubling for Ezra Miller, beginning with his arrest in Hawaii for assault and disorderly conduct. He has since been accused of grooming a 12-year-old girl, housing a mother and her three children on a drug-riddled farm, and harassing a 12-year-old child. In July, a new allegation emerged against Miller from a former friend, identified only as Nadia, claiming he harassed her in Germany after she asked him to stop smoking inside her apartment. That just set them off, Nadia said of Miller. I asked them to leave about 20 times, maybe more. They started insulting me. I'm a transphobic piece of shit. I'm a Nazi. It became so stressful for me. They were going around my house, looking at everything, touching everything, spreading tobacco leaves on the floor. It felt disgusting and very intrusive. Nadia alleges that she finally convinced Miller to leave after she called the police after a half hour of pleading with him. Later, at nearly 6 a.m. in the morning, Miller began banging on Nadia's door, she claims, threatening to break it down while screaming that she stole his passport and money. After discovering that Miller had left behind a second jacket, she threw it down to Miller from her balcony. Though Nadia does not believe Miller would have sexually assaulted her that night, she does believe he could have physically harmed her. I totally felt unsafe, she said. Five friends corroborated hearing Nadia's story after the alleged incident. Also in July, the woman whom Ezra Miller allegedly choked at a bar in Iceland publicly spoke out for the first time after a video of the incident went viral in 2020. Alleging he immediately escalated a joke into a violent confrontation. All of a sudden, he's on top of me, choking me, still screaming in my face if I want to fight. My friend who's filming sees he's obviously not joking and it's actually serious. So he stops filming, and pushes him off me as he's still trying to fight me. Two guy friends of mine are actually holding him back as he's screaming, "This is what you wanted. This is what you wanted." She told Variety of the incident. Paul Bois joined Breitbart News in the summer of 2021 after previously working as a writer for Truth Revolt and The Daily Wire. He has written thousands of news articles on a variety of topics, from current events to pop cultural trends. Follow him on Twitter at PaulBois39.